We're back with Brews and Reviews again, getting some of these out of the way since we're still together in North Dakota for Easter. So, 6 feet apart, of course, though.
With mask on.
This time, though, he's sitting on the opposite couch I was. We switched seats, see if we can have a better podcast, maybe a better flow of conversation this time. Today we're talking about, we'll stick to the DC animated theme we didn't know we were going to do, Gotham by Gaslight. Another Batman film that has to do with Gotham. If it was back in the 1800s, late 1800s, I believe, right?
Yeah.
I didn't really check on the date. This is the time during Jack the Ripper. Basically, what if Batman had to fight Jack the Ripper?
And actually, I thought that, like, overall, you really got, like, the cool feel of the time period. I don't feel like they tried to make too much out of it where you had Batman and, you know, he's using, like, lamps and using experimental stuff like fingerprints.
No, he was using gaslights.
Gaslight.
Gotham by Gaslight.
He was using a lamp, damn.
No, it was Gaslight.
But, and, like, because I wasn't exactly sure, like, when I was initially watching, like, oh, what time frame is this exactly? Like, what's going on? I was like, oh, like, this is actually cool. It's like a retro Batman in this time period.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, this is kind of like Red Sun, a what-if scenario. This one, I had heard about it. I never really cared to watch it. You watched it. Again, another thing you said, hey, you should check it out. I didn't hate it. It just wasn't up to snuff with some of the other animated films I've seen. We can get into it. I didn't hate this movie. It's one of those movies, like, I'm not mad I watched it. I didn't be like, wow, that was an hour and 20 minutes I just wasted of my life. Like, it was like, no, I'm glad I saw it. But I just wasn't as happy with how it kind of went down at the end. But we can get into that, and we're probably going to have to talk about spoilers about this, because I think our main divisive part of this conversation is the ending. So,
but before we get into kind of the endings, kind of where we differ a little bit, I thought there was a lot of cool elements to this. I thought Jack the Ripper was a great idea for Batman.
Yes,
first of all, like,
guy's never been caught,
and it's a guy that's similar to the Joker. I mean, not exactly, but if you're going to pick a historical person that's going to be like, okay, what's a villain that would be in this, like, realm, Jack the Ripper was good. I thought they had a really good play between Catwoman or Selina Kyle and Batman. Yep. I thought that was good. They had the different thing as far as, like, oh, Batman was raised in an orphanage, which was run by nuns, because that's what it would have been at the time.
But Poison Ivy was just a stripper. No special powers.
Which, yeah, I wasn't sure if they were going to, like, bring her back as, like, you know, she, like, came back from the dead, kind of like they did in Batman this Returns.
Yeah. It was a weird one-off for me. Like, when it started, it was a little jagged. But, no, there were really cool elements. Like, Jack the Ripper was such a historic... Like, he was never caught. Such a cool... Like, no, I don't want to say cool. That's a terrible word for it. But a horrendous time in history. And if you know anything about Jack the Ripper, and I looked briefly into it when I was younger, this was absolutely terrorizing the town at the time. It was huge. And they never caught him, and they never found out who it was. And he was absolutely a disgusting individual. And so what about the world's greatest detective was pitted against Jack the Ripper? It's a great concept in theory. So, I mean, like I said, I'm like, it's a really cool idea. And I like that DC is doing these what-if scenarios. Because, like I said, Red Sun was amazing. And this one, like I said, it's not a bad movie. It's just, I think some people are going to like it more than others, but I'm not mad I watched it. So.
Yeah, I think the ending is definitely, again, right before we get into spoilers, it's definitely going to, you're going to feel one or two ways about it. I think you just either kind of have to go with it, or it's just not going to ring true with you. Because when I watched it, I kind of stopped. I'm like, huh, I'm not sure if I like what's going on. And I thought about it. I'm like, yeah, actually I do. And I feel like you got to that same point, and you're like, yeah, no.
Yeah, and I think there's so many movies out there like that. Like, does the ending stick the landing? For some people it does, some people it doesn't. Was I mad I saw it? Did it piss me off to my very core? Like, it was a waste of my time? No. But I think I just didn't get to the end the way you did, where you're like, oh, yeah, I'm glad they did it this way. I'm like, I don't know how you'd fix it, but I'm not happy with it. So we can rate it first, and then we can go into what we thought of it for people that haven't seen it. I was leaning probably 6.5 on this one.
I would probably say about 7.5. Like, I didn't love it. I want to give it less than that, because there were so many elements that I enjoyed about it.
It's a cool.
Again, it's concept. A very cool feel even to the movie, like, because
they did a good job with the character they put in there, especially in that time period. Like, Batman talks about the finger, like Alfred's like, oh yeah, that fingerprint theory again. It's like, oh yeah, I guess they don't have those. Like they did, they definitely stayed true to the time period as far as what he was able to do, but there's still always blimps in Gotham. I don't care. I'm like, I see blimps, I'm like, wait, were there, I'm like, there probably was, but it's like, why are there always blimps flying around Gotham?
It's a thing.
It doesn't matter what time period, there's always blimps, and there's not one, there's like 20. So, yeah, so that's how we rate it, because we're going to get into this. And actually, I do want to talk about the beginning, because looking back, I didn't think about it till now, because the ending kind of makes you feel a certain way. But we just talked, I just thought about the Poison Ivy thing. Why make it Poison Ivy, that Jack the Ripper's first victim that we see on screen? I don't get it. She was a stripper, pointless, and then just dies. And it only is a callback to the fans. Unless you know who that is, it's just another woman, which obviously you have to be pretty much a pretty big comic book fan or DC fan or Batman fan to watch this film. But it's like, why even have her be a victim? She didn't do anything. She was completely useless.
Well, and again, it's, to me, it didn't bother me because this is the world that they set up. So, you know, Poison Ivy didn't become the ultimate villain. Like, Poison Ivy was the dancer lady in this film, and she got like all cut up. Like,
that's the only way that she knows plants is that she dressed up like a stripper plant, basically, or just had loose over there.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm saying. Like, it was a callback. Hey, this is you know, Poison Ivy, and oh, she's dead immediately.
Okay, but at the same time, like, you wanted to show that this was Jack the Ripper and this was what he's doing. You could have just had a random female that didn't have a name that we didn't care about.
But you have a character that's in the DC universe.
So like, why not? Yeah, why not
bring it? I can accept that. It's just something I thought about. Just right now, so.
But yeah, so let's just get into the biggest thing that we have against this movie. So it turns out, in the end, you have Commissioner Gordon is Jack the Ripper. And so it's like they kind of dropped the bomb on you at the end, which, I mean, not that you'd...
I really hope there's not someone just listening to a podcast like, oh, like has it on his calendar. It's like, no! Don't say it!
Sorry, like, guys.
I didn't get to pause it quick enough. That's why I threw that Poison Ivy thing in there, hopefully to give him enough time to run and turn it off. But sorry.
So he's the ultimate Jack the Ripper villain, you know, very convicted, hates all women, basically. It's this whole thing where, you know, he's trying to purge Gotham of all this harlotry and, you know, just going off on this tangent. And so for me, when I like, right when I like figured out he was a villain, I'm like, man, I don't know if I like that. Like, this is, you know, Gordon is, you know, he's always this steady rock. Like, you never have any question in any of the Batman stuff that I've seen.
Same here. I don't think I've ever seen Gordon. I mean, maybe he's blurred some lines as far as whatever, but I've never seen him go full villain.
Yeah, he's never even been a villain. So I was like, oh, I mean, if you look at it one way, we're like, oh, we're going to make it Jack the Ripper, and I guess who could we possibly make Jack the Ripper that we haven't before? Oh, let's just throw Gordon in there. I could be like, yeah, I could see where you might think that, and that would make the movie less cool. But Gordon has never really been portrayed as a villain, and I feel like this actually fit him fairly well as far as if you're looking at if there was a Jack the Ripper, somebody that would have access to a lot of stuff, a trained fighter, somebody that's trying to rid the streets of Gotham of all these undesirable people. Like, it made sense that if he were to go bad, he would go bad really far, because like you basically had that idea of the exact opposite. If somebody is so good, if they went to their exact opposite, they would be so bad. And I feel like with how good he was, this was that opposite extreme.
And I see where you're coming from with that, but here's my issue. So we're talking about opposite extremes, and that makes sense. So if someone was going to go the wrong route, complete opposite route, what would it look like? I don't see Jack the Ripper in that, though, because I don't think that if Gordon went full bad, that he would just focus on women and just start killing them. Because he gives a speech where basically, if I recall, there's like a pyramid to this. Like, bottom's like all the like petty criminals, and it goes up and it's like, women! Women whores are the problem. And so he's going around to all like the scums of Gotham and killing all like the working ladies and stuff like that in very brutal ways. I just don't see him as like the guy who's... Because Jack the Ripper carved people up in a, like... gruesome way.
Yeah.
I just don't see Gordon going that far. I just see him go, even if he went to exact opposite, I think he would just go around killing them. I don't, the amount of joy he gets, like, because you don't cut Jack the Ripper, the real character, obviously enjoyed doing what he did.
Yeah.
He was a sick individual. He is making, the way they make it sounds like he's trying to rid the scum out of Gotham, and this is how he's going to do it from the bottom up and go down there and just take women, temptation, all the stuff, because that's where it starts. And I don't feel like he would do that, but why would he cut, like, we've never seen a psycho side of, like, in any continuity. It's like, even if he went complete opposite, why would he be, like, that completely mentally unstable? But also, you have to enjoy doing what you're doing. The way he made it sound, he was just doing it to clean it, not that he was enjoying it. So that's where I get my disconnect. Why would he suddenly go to surgeon and then sending letter to the cops, just like Jack the Ripper did, taunting them, saying, ha, 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 you can't catch me, and this is what I'm going to do next, and here's a human kidney. I didn't see that. That's my problem, because I know the character Jack the Ripper, and I know the character of Gordon, and if Gordon went bad, would he become Jack the Ripper? I don't see that.
I'm not saying it's a for sure if Gordon would go bad, like, this is the for sure outcome, but this is the for sure outcome we got in this movie, where, like, again, Gordon has never had anything where he did anything remotely promiscuous. Like, he's always been, like, the extreme respecter of women. So, again, to me, it was just that opposite extreme. It didn't bother me. I mean,
he was married. In all the continuity that I've seen him, he's always been married. And actually, as a matter of fact, Gordon did cheat before.
I'm not saying he did. I said just.
I'm saying he did. It was a huge thing in Batman Year One, I believe, that he ended up cheating on his wife, and, like, his wife was, like, it caused a huge rock in their relationship. Okay. So you haven't seen Batman Year One. Also, that's actually a very good one. Maybe stay tuned for that one if we keep going with this.
Yep.
That's why, see, I know that he's done that before. You're like, oh, he's never been promiscuous. Well, he has. And I get what you say, respecter of women, but that's like a very, any gentleman or any normal person usually has that. So I don't feel like that's a unique quality to him.
Probably true. And again, like, I can see you have a valid point, and I can see it, but I'm like, when I was, like, watching it, and again, like, he was raised by the nuns who beat him for being left-handed, and you have this stuff that would have been at that time frame if he would have been there. You know, he's the trying to rid the streets of all this unhealthy stuff. Like, to me, I saw it. It wasn't, like, a perfect landing. It's not like I watched it. I'm like, wow, this whole movie just is now great. But I'm like, okay, I see what they did with it. If you're talking about could he become that way if he went bad, it's kind of, you know, like, how far could Batman go if Batman was bad? And I felt like, say, in Superman
Red Sun. No, TMNT versus that's exactly how far he could go.
But even in Superman Red Sun, when he was, like, now, you know, blowing a bunch of people up and clearly okay with killing, you see, like, this dark side that it's still Batman, still very true to the Batman character, but it's just, like, if he went bad, where I'm like, again, I haven't seen Gordon ever portrayed as a villain.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, and so to me, it didn't fall flat. It didn't totally stick the landing, but, like, I saw what they were doing.
Yeah. No, but see, Batman, that's what makes Batman such a great character, and that's why, like, in a lot of continuities, he doesn't kill. Because he said, like, there is a line from Under the Red Hood, and it's probably this. I just so you know, for the people out there, I didn't read a lot of Batman comics. A lot of the stuff I get is from animated films, things I grew up with. So if this came from something else, I'm sorry. But for Batman Under the Red Hood, he's talking to Tim Drake, who went bad, and he said, he's like, why can't you kill this one guy after the Joker beat the shit out of me and took me away from you? Why can't you kill him? He's like, is it that hard? He's like, no, it'd be too damn easy. He's like, if I ever let myself go there, he's like, there's no coming back. He's always that close, and that's what makes his character so great. Like, he pushes right up to the line, but he has that mental strength to never ever cross it, no matter how bad things get, because he knows he's basically, in a lot of his villains, he sees a lot of himself in it, that you have one bad day that could change everything that you stood for. Just like Harvey Dent and Two-Face. Like, what he's like. So he's very that close to it. But Gordon was like that, always that, like, that beacon of hope. And I'm okay with seeing him as a bad guy in a what-if scenario. I'm totally good with that. But I think it went from an extreme. I wouldn't even say extreme. It wasn't like Gordon was a perfect human being. But, like, he's this, and now he went completely psycho. I'm like, I don't see that. If you flip the other side of the coin, I don't see Jack the Ripper in Gordon, and that he's capable of that. And that's my issue with it. And I also felt like when I first saw that it was Gordon, because I mean, I thought they were going to be easy and do Two-Face because they kind of set it up that he's the one that set him up. But I was like, no, they're going to give us something else. Well, with the Gordon thing, and it all makes sense. I was thinking about plot holes of Gordon when Batman was talking to Gordon and trusting him. They did a very good job of making it make sense. But like I said, like, when it came to Gordon, I was like, I feel like this was a twist they threw in there because everyone thought this would never. One of those twists, like, oh, you didn't see this coming, did you? I'm like, no, but does that make it good? That doesn't always make it good. So I just didn't see the other side of the coin being Gordon going, like, meticulously psycho and actually cutting up his villain, sending him to the cops, and being that insane. That's what I felt. But the rest of the movie, like I said, it was a very enjoyable movie. And I didn't. It's not that I hated the ending. I didn't connect the two. And that's it. Yeah. It kind of left me wanting.
Yeah, and even, like, again, I like the ending fine, but it's not like I felt like, oh, this, again, like, you got to watch this movie for the ending.
Yeah. This ending will blow you away. This will totally blow your mind. You'll never want to watch another Batman movie again. You think you know Batman?
Yeah, no.
You don't.
But, yeah, and also, like, I thought it was kind of going back to other cool things with the movie, like how they tied into Catwoman, like, working in the circus, basically being like a lion tamer. So, like, she was really good with the whip. So, like, she had the ability to.
Oh, Selina Kyle in this movie was awesome.
Yeah.
I loved her. These are characters that are in a different scenario, but she felt like Catwoman.
Oh, yeah.
100%. And Batman felt like Batman. And Alfred just doing Alfred things, you know? Doing, like, that fingerprint theory, Mr. Wayne. At one point, I'm in Batman, like, you know what, Alfred? Shut up, okay? I'm a genius. You're a butler. Know your place. So, I think all the characters, even Gordon before he goes bad, like, the Harvey Dent, because, like, he had a two-faced personality because he drank too much. Like, they did a really good job still having staying true to the characters in this environment. Again, it's just the ending did not stick for me. Like, they didn't stick the landing for me. That was all I had. That's the only issue I had with it.
The biggest problem I had with the ending, other than the stuff that we talked about, was the fact that he breaks out of prison. And he does a good job. You know, like, Batman, like, creates this whole diversion, breaks out of prison, goes to do this stuff. But he doesn't go back to prison. So, like...
Well, we don't... So, we think.
That they show in the movie.
Yeah, so it ends but, like, on a very kind of, like...
I thought that was actually, like, a very cool part of the movie that... they didn't really focus on enough, because we're always, like, dealing with, you know, Batman getting caught or whatever, and then he has, like...
A way out of it
because he's Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Where this was, like, Bruce Wayne is arrested. What, like, Batman, it, like, he's and nothing without...
And the frame job is brilliantly done. Like, this is, like, I would think that if I was a cop, like, obviously this was freaking Bruce Wayne. Like, he clearly did this. So Gordon did a great job framing him. But then I'm glad you brought this up, because it brings me to another issue I had with it, too. It's like, at the end of it, Bruce Wayne's definitely, like, because Jack the Ripper, spoiler alert, obviously, burns himself up. So there's a good to fair chance there's no evidence of him ever being found, and they're never going to actually pin Gordon to it. Gordon's just going to be gone.
And actually, that was one of the things that I liked is, again, I would have liked it better if they tied up that loose end, like, somehow he figured out prison. I guess, I mean, they could have left Gotham, but that seems odd for Bruce Wayne to do that. But it kind of reminded me of that Harvey Dent scenario in After the Dark Knight. Like, they don't tell people that Harvey Dent went evil. They just, like, kind of let Batman be the bad guy. And this almost
It came out later in the third one.
Came out eventually, but when that movie ended, like, this was like, okay, we're not telling everybody. It was like... That's the reason why we don't know about Jack the Ripper, is because it was Gordon and they didn't out him. So, like,
The Ripper was actually maybe an inside guy in real life. Who knows? I mean, the mystery's out there. It's a crazy. I mean, if you ever want to look into some of this stuff, it's.
Yeah.
It's not for the faint of heart, though, because that guy was a sick bastard, to say the least. But, at the end of it, too, it's like, well, unless Bruce Wayne can find a way to sneak himself back into prison, but then he's still screwed, though, in the case wise. Like, how are they going to prove he's innocent? They don't have another suspect, and all the killings would have stopped.
Yeah.
Because Ripper's dead. So I'm like, you end us with that, and I'm like thinking that after, like, post, like, when you see the credits, I'm like, Bruce Wayne's totally screwed. I'm like, he has to be on, like, either he just, like, adopts the Batman persona and that's all he is, but now he doesn't have the money, doesn't have the stuff backing him. I'm like, he's totally effed. They're never going to find another suspect. He's always going to be the prime suspect, because now the killings for sure are going to stop. Because the Ripper killed himself. So that was a thought I had as well.
To me, that was one of the weird things where I'm like, I'm surprised with how they did it, where he snuck out of prison. You know, he didn't break out of prison. He snuck out of prison. I'm like, oh, they're probably setting that up.
Security is probably a lot easier back in the 1800s to sneak out of prison.
But he's going to sneak back into prison. Like,
there's no cameras.
Like, they didn't have it that, like, oh, like, he, you know, cut the bars or did something like that, or, like, broke out. It was like, nobody knew he left.
If he goes back, he's totally screwed.
Well, theoretically, but, like, if he could prove his... point, which
the only point he could prove is if he gave up his persona to Batman, because the Batman had an alibi. He didn't.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, they kind of put themselves in a corner where it's like, yeah, that you better have ended it there, because how are you going to talk yourself out of it?
Well, and at the same time, like, leaving it on, I don't want to say a cliffhanger, because it's really not a cliffhanger,
there's no plans for a sequel, as far as I know.
Leaving it where it wasn't totally wrapped up, you know, and they did have that whole thing about the new beginning, like, is this him giving up the Batman? Like, is he going to go back, say he was the Batman, and then they can verify whatever?
But then, the reason why Bruce Wayne, even in the face of that, didn't do it, because he's like, then I lose... He's like, if the identities move up, like, I lose every... Like, I can't be the Batman anymore, then.
That's true, but we don't even really know... Like, we don't really have a insight into, like, how long he was the Batman. Like, was he only a Batman in response to Jack the Ripper? Like, we don't even, like, really
know. No, he was doing stuff before Jack the Ripper.
We don't really know how long he had been doing it or, like, what else he had to accomplish. Like, if he felt like this was a new enough beginning, he had Catwoman. They had the little orphan boys there that they could adopt. One of them adapt. Was Robin.
And, or future Robin, which not anymore because this guy's going to be in jail forever or get hung. So,
no. Like, maybe he gave up the Batman. That could be...
But like I said, because he has to go to prison and face trial, period. Yep. And the evidence was pretty damning. Unless they could find another suspect. Like I said, they're never going to because he's gone. So that's why I'm like... And again, it's a condensed story. You shouldn't look too far into it. But I immediately thought of that when I saw the end of the movie. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, how would this story continue? You're kind of... Either you run away from Gotham, which you didn't clean up the street. You didn't complete your mission. And that was the entire point of what you're doing. Because your parents died due to criminals. And you're trying to avenge the criminals and take back Gotham. So he didn't... He was pretty... From what I could tell, he was pretty early on in his Batmaning.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they didn't give you any real context to, like...
This isn't like the Dark Knight Rises where he sets...
He has an
autopilot. He was old Batman or, like, Dark Knight Returns. He was very young still. So, again, so that's... You don't have to look too... You can take it at the ending and, like, whatever. Whatever happens after happens. But I could see why they couldn't really wrap up the Bruce Wayne stuff because I don't know how they would have done it. Unless they say, like, oh, unless he somehow he's able to prove that he wasn't in that place, but I don't know. You have a lady that said he saw you in the place where the sister nun was killed by.
And then she was dead.
And she was dead, and then she got killed. So I'm like, who's going to back him besides Selina Kyle, I guess, maybe?
Which, that was my point as far as this movie could have been better if they would have done more with that. Like, that was a golden opportunity where, you know, you don't want to watch something where you clearly know that the bad guy is just going to lose for sure, and it's like there's really no suspense to it.
When you have someone like Jack the Ripper, you have no idea what they're going to do with it because he is an actual historical villain.
Exactly, and you know, you figure Batman's probably going to win, but there's like so much that could happen, like, you know, who could die, who couldn't die, who, you know, what's going to go on, where I'm like, and then again, like, having Bruce Wayne on trial for stuff, you know, and he has to choose between that and Batman and all this different stuff, like, that's a compelling part of your movie that we got a little glimpse into, and I was like, wow, that would be, like, really interesting. What are they going to do with this? And, again, then they didn't tie it up. So, yeah, as we've been talking about that, I've been thinking about that. Like, that was, I feel like, the biggest missed opportunity that you could have had a lot more, which, granted, you're trying to make a movie, you know, in, like, an hour and 15 minutes. You're not trying to
draw it out. It's an animated film. You're not going to make it a two-hour film. Like, generally, I can't even think of an animated film. There got to be some out there.
But to have a concept like that you know, barely scratch the surface of, it's like, I don't know. I wanted to see more with that and, like, how he was able to, like, figure his way out of it, I guess.
Yeah, and that would have been cool to see how they pulled that off. And obviously, it's a what-if scenario, and, like, I shouldn't read too much into it, I know, but this is why we like movies. Like, the reason why we made the podcast, because we talk for hours about nonsense like this, and we would just hope other people like it too.
Like, but the whole point of a what-if scenario is, like, you have to accept, like, okay, this is, you know, over a couple hundred years ago, and we're just going to go with this, and we're going to just accept, like, this, like, you create a new universe, and we have to accept the rules, and then, you know, whatever you tell us or the story you tell us is like, okay, we have to go with that, and, you know, based on the rules that you've given us for this universe, this is how it works. And I'm like, again, like, when you have cool stuff that you bring up, cash in on that.
We also know who can kick Batman's ass. Apparently, Gordon. This guy whipped his ass 3 ways from Sunday for most of this movie.
Well, yeah, I mean, really, I don't think
six there, ways from Sunday, whatever, wasn't
there that. Wasn't any real fighting that
Batman. No, but I mean, Batman was really, like, Gordon was giving it to him, man. Like, he was rolling head on head with this guy, and besides that one time where Selina Kyle pulled the lever or whatever, Batman pulled the lever and, like, dropped Gordon in the first fight. I mean, that second fight, or I think it was, yeah, second fight and third fight, like, Gordon seemed to have the upper hand during the entire
ordeal. Clearly, yeah.
Showing that Batman, in his youth, he was not the best yet, maybe, at fighting. But, I mean, probably League of Assassins didn't exist back then, so he probably taught himself. Yeah. Actually, no, the League of Assassins has been around for
thousands of years. They sacked Rome, brought the rats to...
I actually thought they might have brought Ra's al Ghul again, but he's used as such a villain for stuff like this, like the Mastermind all the time. You have an hour and 20 minutes to give us a story in a new universe. The advantage is we know most of these characters, even though they're in a different situation. A lot of stuff. I wish we could go into more of Gordon, because we really don't go into his backstory at all. So when he does... I think that's another problem maybe subconsciously I have with it. You make Gordon the villain at the end, but everything up into that movie, we hadn't seen a dark side of him. We didn't have a past. He had to give us... He basically gave us a quick exposition on his past. So that's why I think that fell flat for me, because I can't see how he became that, because I know Gordon. We know Batman. We know Selina Kyle. We know Two-Face. We get where all these guys are coming from. Poison Ivy, whatever. You were something. But, that's the point. We didn't get a build off Gordon's backstory at all. And because it's only an hour, 20-minute movie, they probably couldn't. But he basically exposition, I was in the military, I've seen the worst of humanity, at the end. And it's that's why I don't think I could connect the dots, because I'm like, you can't just throw this at me.
And it was quite a bit of exposition, which, again, I understand they had to do that because...
Villains gotta speak, man. At the end.
If you would have just, brought in Gordon as the villain and didn't explain, it would have been what the hell just happened?
Yeah,
to give the exposition. It just did feel like a little rush. Everything you ever wanted to know about Gordon, we're going to cram into a minute and 30 seconds.
Yeah, he's going to talk about himself and why he's doing what he's doing. The classic villain thing to do is ramble. So that I think that's why I'm just talking about this. I think that's another big problem for me. Why is if you could build off Gordon, kind of maybe showed him in the start the movie, what Gordon went through, maybe before we get into actually going on. But again, that's going to extend the movie. You only have so much time. I get that. I don't know what you would cut out necessarily in this movie to fit that in. But it did feel very rushed, and I think that's why I couldn't connect Gordon into becoming Jack the Ripper, because I had no reasons of everything I know about Gordon that he would ever go down that path.
Well, and there is a give and a take, because if you do more exposition in the beginning, you kind of do show the dark side to Gordon.
Capable of it.
But there's not necessarily that, they were going for kind of the surprise at the end. They didn't really give away a ton of stuff. Not that you couldn't have guessed it was Gordon. I'm sure there's people out there that watch and they're like, oh, I bet it's Gordon.
Especially after listening to this.
Yeah. But it's not like it was clear from the beginning. There's definitely a lot of people that aren't going to see it coming.
I honest to God didn't see it coming.
I was thinking it was the weird guy, the psychiatrist guy.
No, he dies in a bad way. Hugo Strange. Oh, yeah, I forgot Hugo's in this movie. Yeah. And he's done well, too. I mean, he's in it for a very small part, and you kind of feel like he's a good guy. You don't really know if he's kind of playing two sides, and that gets shot to crap pretty quick.
Because it was one of those things where I'm like, oh, okay, who's going to be a bad guy? I'm like, oh, he seems like a bad guy. And then you see him.
Well, Hugo Strange is, though.
But you're like, oh, he's pretty small, actually. I don't think he's like the Ripper.
And they also set up Two-Face, and I'm like, nope. I didn't buy it, because I'm like, too easy, man. You're not gonna make it that blatantly obvious. Because Two-Face basically turned... They were... Batman and Two-Face were friends in this universe since college. They were schoolmates and stuff like that. So, best buds. Selina Kyle decides that Bruce Wayne's far more interesting. And Two-Face gets pissed and pretty much tries to turn on him. So, they kind of set up Two-Face probably... Because he was the attorney, or the district attorney, that was charging Batman and loving every minute of it. So, you're kind of maybe it's him. And I'm like, no, he's not a brawler. He doesn't look like one. I'm like, can't be him. And it's way too... You're making this way too obvious. So I was excited to see it, but like I said, I couldn't buy Gordon because I didn't get enough information. And I get it. They didn't have the time. And if you like it, awesome. But for me, it fell a little flat for me as far as animated films. And like I said, I have a ton that I love to watch. The concepts in the movie is amazing. I was trying to think last night when I watched it how you could fix it, and I can't think of someone else you can put in there as far as Batman villains. That would make sense. Ra's al Ghul wouldn't make sense. He's not a butcher. Bane wouldn't make sense because he wasn't that either. I mean,
I
think they pretty much were out of options. Let's just make Gordon it.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't necessarily have to, pick somebody exactly. But yeah, I think.
Well, I'm glad they didn't make it the Joker. I will say that because that would have been the easiest. That's when before I even saw the movie, I was like, it's just going to be the Joker because the Joker would do six things like this and we could easily see him doing it. They went the other way on the other end, took a good guy that we know and made him. Not upset by it. I wish they could have gave me more for it, and I just didn't buy it. And I guess it comes down to your preference. Can you buy it, and do you enjoy the concept enough that you can let it go by? Again, I'm happy I saw it. Will I ever watch it again? I can't see myself ever watching this movie again.
And I could maybe see myself watching it again if I was watching it with someone new. But, yeah, even, again, I liked it more than you, but It's one of those things where you watch a movie, you really like where the movie's going. It doesn't quite stick the landing, but you're like, you know what? For the movie that I just watched...
It didn't break the movie for me when I was so mad about it.
Again, for the movie I just watched, like...
They didn't M. Night Shyamalan it,
basically. You didn't stick the landing, but yeah, you didn't biff it either. Like, it didn't leave me mad at all. It's like, I feel like you could have done maybe a little more, done a little better. Like I said, really focus more on that Bruce Wayne subplot of... Bruce Wayne being in prison, you know, not Batman. Like, Bruce Wayne is caught and in prison. I thought that had, like, the most potential that wasn't used. But other than that, like, again, I enjoyed the movie.
Also, this movie's rated R.
Yeah.
I'm looking back on it. I think this could have been PG-13. Did you see anything that was really, like... Like, I get that it's a Jack the Ripper thing and, like, you see blood and stuff. But we don't see any bodies mutilated. I was expecting some, like, with Jack the Ripper, like, rated R, like, Batman, and I told you, I'm like, this is rated R. I'm like, this is going to be bad. Like, this is going to be brutal. And when I was done with it, I was like, that was R? I'm like, I don't, even for an animated film, I'm like, why are they rated R? I feel like TMNT versus Batman had just as much gore.
Yeah, I mean.
And that was PG-13.
And it's one of those things that R rating.
They didn't even say an F word that I remember. I know they swore, they said, like, shit and damn, but I never heard an F word.
I don't remember hearing one. But
you think you would in a Batman film. Someone drops an F-bomb. Like, that would stick out to
R me. Ratings are sometimes weird as far as, like, the first Avengers initially had an R rating because they stabbed Agent Coulson through the back, and it came out the front, and they're like, oh, that has to be an R. So they changed it where you didn't exactly see that, and then it could be PG-13. So it could have been one of those things that they...
Can't start the kids, you know?
They had
who's watching this movie? They're just making sure that the kids never see this movie.
But yeah, like, if you have, like, one of those things where it's like, oh, you know, you have this one thing that kind of makes it R, and they're like, hey, you know what? We're making a dark movie anyway. We're not going to worry about whether it's R or PG-13. Like, I don't feel like...
They probably just read the... They probably didn't even watch the movie whoever rated this. They're like, Batman vs. Jack Ripper? R. R for
but
Ripper.
I don't feel like it's cutting down like a huge amount on the people that are going to watch this because cartoon movie about Jack the Ripper and Batman, whether it's PG-13 or R, isn't probably going to limit it for a lot of people.
No, absolutely not. I was just confused because I was expecting to see stuff in this film because I Batman with Jack the Ripper and with how crazy that guy was, and I'm like, who butchered people alive? I'm like, this could be crazy. And I didn't... I'm not saying I'm mad I didn't see it. I'm just like, why... I was just confused why they rated it that. I think that's the last thing I had to say about the movie. It's just something I thought about.
Yeah,
if you have a 13-year-old kid that wants to watch it, I think he's okay. I don't think he's going to have nightmares from this. Maybe because Gordon set himself on fire. Maybe that was it. Nope, that's art.
Burned his wife with acid.
That didn't even look that bad, though, to be complete. I mean, I hate to... Oh, yeah, he tortures his wife, by the way. And they really try to get you with that dream sequence. And he comes back like, I thought you were gone. Like, I had a dream and I thought you were gone. That was a real big, like, oh, yeah, he's got to be a good guy. So, yeah. Like I said, like, I did not see this coming. I'm trying to think of a world. I wish I could show this to, like, 1,000 DC fans and see how many would actually think it was Gordon. Because I think they really gave no reason for it to be Gordon, ever, in the entire film to the end.
Well, and that's always, you know, especially when you're watching the movies, Batman always goes to Gordon. Like, it's a thing that you've seen, like, time and time again with...
But this was the first time he ever went. So it didn't even build up the friendship before this went down.
True.
Like, that's what I'm saying. They just met. He meets for the first time. And that ruins the dynamic of it, too. Like, the more I'm thinking about it, the more I might just give this a 6. I'm like, they just met. They weren't friends before.
But I'm saying he still goes to him. He's not the
guy
that...
He went to him 2 times.
He's not the guy that he thought he was, but, like... He identified him as someone he could trust, which was wrong in this universe. But, like, Batman always goes to Gordon as far as, like, who can I trust in the police department? It's always Gordon.
Fun fact also, I did realize, when Gordon gave him that note the first time about the Jack the Ripper, he said, I kept it away, we're trying to keep it from hitting the press.
Yeah.
That was the letter he was probably going to send in, because why would he have it in his pocket? It would be an evidence. So he absolutely... That's probably the only clue. Is like, why would he have that letter in his pocket outside of his house? He was probably going to send in. That letter never got sent in. He just gave it to Batman. As kind of like, hey, get you off that trail. That's just something I thought about. Fun little thing. So if you notice that, and maybe... I guess that would be the only clue I can think about that, like, wait a minute. Why does... He's got to be shady. Why would he have that? If this was keeping from the press, why would he keep it personally on him? And... Yeah. So, I think that wraps it up for me.
Yep.
I would say don't recommend. I mean, you know what you like. If you feel like this is a movie you want to watch, I'm not going to say you're going to hate it. And maybe you like it. Like, Cole liked it more than I did. But I didn't hate it either. So, I mean, it's really your preference. If you feel like watching, you got HBO Max, you can watch it for free. Go to town.